All believers have a common problem. We are tempted to get our eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. The hymn writer described us well. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God of love. The last line of that great old hymn is, Here is my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above. Well, that should be our daily prayer. In verse 3 of the 23rd Psalm, David declared, He restoreth my soul. Having eaten, rested, and drunk, the sheep are ready for the journey home. With such abundant provisions, it might be that the helpless sheep would never wander from the watchful care of the shepherd. But occasionally they did. Most of the roads and paths on which they traveled were extremely narrow. The fields of grain on either side often proved to be too great a temptation. One little nibble, and then another, until deeper and deeper the sheep went into the field, satisfying his hunger. Soon he was completely lost from the rest of the flock. Worst of all, he was lost from the shepherd's care. Usually, it was not long until the shepherd missed his sheep and hastily darted back looking and searching for him. How happy he was when he finally found the disobedient wanderer. Then, with his usual affection, he restored the lost sheep to the flock. When David said of his Lord, He restoreth my soul, doubtless his thinking was reflecting back to the years of his youth, when he too, as a shepherd, had sought out helpless sheep and restored them to the fold. This may have prompted memories of his own failure in wandering from the Lord as he shamefully yielded to the lust of his flesh. You know, for an entire year, David was completely separated from the joy of fellowship with his Lord. Never had he been so miserable and unhappy in all his life. But praise God, he did not remain in that condition. He repented and came back. The 51st Psalm tells us the story. Hear his pathetic cry from a heart broken by the bitterness of sin. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Well, God answered this earnest prayer, and restoration followed. Later, David compared the joy of fellowship with God with the emptiness of the superficial, sinful pleasures of the world. Without question, real joy can only be found in fellowship with God. With a heart overflowing in gratitude, he voiced praise to the Lord. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. David learned the hard way, but once and for all he discovered that real happiness is found only in fellowship with God. Those of us who are believers are like David in this respect, that there are times when we too wander from our Lord's marvelous provision and care. Our hearts grow cold. We lose our vision of the work that needs to be done, with little concern for the gospel and lost souls as we live for ourselves. Lethargy and indifference snuff out the flame of passion that once burned within us. We leave our first love, and with it, the joy of our salvation. It is so easy to lose our spiritual fervor for Christ. We may be fiery hot for the Lord today, but lukewarm or icy cold tomorrow. As believers, we must be watchful of our common enemy, the devil, who lures us in many different directions. Often, he uses the self-life to entice us into error. Seek your own comfort, he says. Care for yourself. Don't worry about others. Just take care of number one. Regretfully, we listen. We believe him. Ultimately, though, we don't lose our salvation. We lose the joy of our salvation as we follow in the way of the flesh, like the sheep of David's time, leaving the flock to care for himself. At such times, we overlook the importance of fellowship with God. We neglect prayer time and Bible reading, and soon nothing seems to work out right. Our problems increase, our burdens multiply as we follow the selfish route. Suppose we have drifted into this backslidden state. Suppose the light of Christ in our heart has been clouded by sin. What can be done about it? The same thing David did. Confess to the Lord and repent. Then with newfound joy you will say, as David did, "He restoreth my soul." Could it be you are out of fellowship with God at this moment? He desires that you come back. He tells us in His Word that He will receive you. God knows how unstable and changeable we are. He foresaw our weaknesses and failures and made a provision in advance. In 1 John 2:1-2, we read, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins." When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, He died not only for some of our sins, but all of them, past, present, and future. Because of His completed sacrifice, immediate forgiveness and restoration is available to all believers. The Apostle John tells us further that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will never refuse to forgive a repentant believer. He promises immediate forgiveness if we are sincere and confess to Him. We don't have to beg for forgiveness, but receive it on the grounds of what Christ did on the cross for us. At the very instant God forgives us, He restores us into fellowship and communion with Him. Now, if you are a believer and you happen to be like the wandering sheep David tells us about, consider the love and mercy of our great shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is so loving and kind. He supplies our every need and cares for our every heartache. But regardless of His wonderful goodness, we are like the wandering sheep and do at times drift from His love and care. There are many temptations that come to all of us, but in spite of our failures, God is always ready to forgive. Sometimes when believers drift from the Lord, they are ashamed of what they have done. And like Adam and Eve, they try to run from God and hide from God. But that didn't work for Adam and Eve, and it won't work for any of us. Remember how in love God came looking for them, calling, "Where art thou?" How foolish our first parents were. It was bad enough to sin against God and sever precious fellowship with Him, but to try to hide from Him was even worse, especially when God searched for them with a loving heart. He didn't appear as a policeman searching for a criminal. He came with a desire to love them back into fellowship and communion. But maybe your problem is not where is Adam, but where are you? Are you really in fellowship with Christ? Or is it true of you, as Isaiah declared, that your iniquities have separated between you and your God? And your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. No, of course He won't hear, as long as you continue in your sin. But if you're ready to lay it aside once and for all, and you come with a sincere heart to claim God's forgiveness, He is there to restore your soul and accept you back into fellowship and blessing. If you've been running from God, come back. Come back now, for you can never know real joy as long as you continue out of fellowship with God. If you've never received Christ as your Savior, realize what He did for you on the cross. He did that for you. Don't ignore the greatest sacrifice in all the world. Claim Christ as your very own today. I'll tell you, You'll never regret it. Heavenly Father, I pray for any wandering sheep who have left the fold of God to satisfy the selfish demands of their lustful nature, that they will stop and think about eternity. May they come back into the restoration that awaits them. In the name of Jesus, amen.